Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Tune in. Grow in faith.
Hey, what is up, everyone? You are tuned into I Am Live every Friday night. My name is Erin, and I'm doing the show with Given Illustrative. So, for tonight's show, we are still focusing on friendship and just the highs, the lows, and everything in between. So if you didn't know, in terms of friendships, just, you know, how do we deal with it when we just don't know what to do? We don't know left from right. We don't know up from down. But man, all I know is I just want to be a good friend. But I don't know how to be a good friend because I am going through major burnout. And don't worry about it, because I think I'm kind of in like a similar rut in terms of, you know, like, man, I want to be there for my friends, but it's just a lot happening all at once. So I wanted to ask you if you can maybe share what has been on your heart in regards to friendships. Maybe it's been, you know, studies have been a lot, or family pressure has been a lot, or, you know, fighting for that hope and that dream you have has been a lot. Or maybe you're just in a very difficult space right now and you don't know which way to go. And one thing that I've learned is it's okay to take a step back. You don't need to WhatsApp, well, you don't need to answer everyone's WhatsApp 24/7, because sometimes, you know, you also just need to remember, hey, life is also coming at me. But I think a great thing is knowing that even if you feel alone, even if you are going through all of your burnout, all of your worries, all of your fears, that we have a friend in Jesus. And he's not the kind of friend that gets burned out, that gets overwhelmed by all of these things that he still needs to tend to. Like, Jesus doesn't look at you and go, really? Is she calling for me again? Is he really saying this again? That is not what he does. And I think oftentimes our relationships with our friends can be so much better when our relationship in terms of friendship with the Lord is consistently being molded, being shaped, being formed by knowing that he is our friend. By knowing that as much as he is King, Savior, Lord, all of these things, he's also our closest friend, who's closer than a brother, who is closer than a friend. So it's a pretty short discussion tonight, but I just really want to encourage you with that, because man, your life is difficult. Life can really come for your neck. And yeah, there are some pros of friendships, and that would be things in regards to having deep trust or building loyalty or even feeling needed, and then also building a stronger bond, because showing up during hard times builds genuine intimacy and shared history. However, we rarely ever think about the hidden cost, and that can be emotional exhaustion. It can be when you're constantly absorbing someone else's stress that you don't know how to deal with yours. Maybe it can even turn into resentment, that over time you keep sacrificing your time and all of these things while getting nothing back, when affection can turn into bitterness, and then unfortunately leading into accidental enabling, where you're always solving your friend's problems. That can prevent them from building their own resilience or seeking adult help when they actually need it. So friendships are definitely more than just, you know, sitting next to your friend in math and you're like, whoa, math class, woohoo. But it can also be, hey, I'm going through a very tough time right now. Much more than just being someone I'm sitting next to in class. I need a friend. I need someone who is willing to go through all of these deep things with me. Someone who will help me learn. Someone who won't enable me to stay stuck in the same thing. Someone who will keep me accountable. Someone who will point me to Jesus. Someone who will point me to the right way of living. Instead of just someone who will say yes and amen to every single thing. So yes, guys, that's all from my side. But think about your friendships. That's definitely been something I've been doing. So you never know. This whole weird growing up thing is exactly why friends are needed.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.